Hello, everyone. Welcome in once again to Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast. That's right. We're back. Weekend preview here. What's at stake as the NHL finishes its regular season? There's an awful lot going on, an awful lot of teams in action on this Friday night. And Sunday night, we will know our complete playoff matchups. Mike and I will break those down for you Sunday night, 9 p.m. live on Talking Puck TV. But this podcast is all centered around the what-ifs. Let's get going. All right, here we go. As we look at our Friday night lineup, these are the what-ifs. Taking a look at the Eastern Conference, we're going to start there because these have the most intriguing what-ifs. A couple of games that we have to highlight in this Friday night schedule. Let's start with actually probably the biggest one is Bruins Maple Leafs. Boston and Toronto go head-to-head tonight. And the interesting thing is there are those out there, everybody is, you know, a prognosticator, right? Everybody's got their favorite matchup, who they think matches up with who better than the other. Well, there are those who think that Toronto-Boston's a better matchup than Toronto-Tampa Bay. I think a lot of people are still scared of Tampa Bay, and I guess you'd be right to be. You know, two-time defending Stanley Cup champs. They just seem to get it together at the right time, have arguably the best goaltender in the world, have some of the most dynamic offensive players. Victor Hedman is one of the best defensemen. Okay, pretty stocked roster. But they weren't unbeatable this year. They were still pretty good, 50 wins. And this is all with 81 games in the hat, right? So only, actually, Carolina, out of all the teams we're going to talk about in the East, is done. Carolina's done. They got 82, 116 points. That's where they're at. Second overall in the East. So Florida's clinched the President's Trophy in the Atlantic. So we're going to talk Atlantic here. Toronto, 113 points. Tampa, 108. Boston, 107. Between Tampa and Boston, that one-point gap, the row, which, for those who may not know, the regulation and overtime wins, that is the first tiebreaker. So you want to win games in regulation and overtime. You don't want the shootout wins because this tiebreaker could be important. Boston right now has that tiebreaker over Tampa Bay 49-48. If Boston beats Toronto, Boston is in the driver's seat, putting the pressure on Tampa Bay. And so Tampa must win for a first-round matchup with Toronto. Otherwise, it becomes Boston. So, Tom, who's Tampa playing tonight, you want to know? Well, if we take a look, we find that the Tampa Bay Lightning are playing the New York Islanders. The Islanders have had a better second half to the season. They have a chance to play spoiler. And the Islanders, taking a look at what they've been doing, well, they're 4-5-1 in their last 10. Fair to Midland. They're just kind of chugging along. They've had some injury issues. They've had issues all year. But at this point, the Islanders are the first team out of the playoffs in the Metro. Do the Islanders have one more big-time effort in them? Maybe. If they do, and they beat Tampa, Boston wins, Boston jumps ahead. Now, of course, there's a bunch of those one-point scenarios that it all comes down to. As I just told you, if they end up tied in points, Boston has that row advantage. If Tampa Bay wins, there's no question here. Then, you know, they get the 2 points. They have locked out Boston. Boston needs a swing here and could end up in that first round matchup with Toronto. Now, do the Bruins necessarily want to end up in their first round wild card matchup? I am one of these people who thinks that I don't care who you get in the first round. You're going to have to beat good teams anyway. So if I'm Toronto, I'm not going out and trying to lose to Boston tonight in order to get a first-round matchup with them. First of all, I think it's bad juju. Second of all, I don't know that the matchup matters. Toronto is either going to have to beat Tampa or Florida now, or Tampa or Florida later. You got to take them out at some point. And let's not forget, as high and mighty as we believe the Lightning are, and they are a very, very good hockey team, Columbus caught them by surprise not that long ago, right before they went on, and I would argue that series probably spurred them on to be a much better hockey team, but it happens. Teams can be caught napping, although Tampa's experience would suggest that now they will not be caught napping. I just don't see trying to toss a game for the sake of landing one place or another in the standings. Here's the other interesting one, Pittsburgh and Washington. Both have clinched. Pittsburgh has kind of calmed down the stretch here, 4-5-1 in the last 10. Washington is 5-3-2, so they've been a little bit better. 101 for Pittsburgh, 100 for Washington. So what does that mean for tonight's schedule? Taking a look, Pittsburgh has Columbus. Columbus and Pittsburgh, that is actually a pretty testy rivalry. Columbus is a 500 hockey team. So you can get a good Blue Jackets, you can get a bad Blue Jackets. It's on Pittsburgh to take care of business. And good teams beat the teams that they should beat. So Pittsburgh should win. This should not be a question. But it is a rivalry game. And the Blue Jackets could really relish the chance to play spoilers. The Capitals, though, don't have an easy task. They have the Rangers. And if you've been listening to Talking Puck TV this year, you know I've been high on the Rangers. I like the Rangers. They're a very good hockey team. They seem to check all the boxes. I like where the Rangers are. And I think for the Rangers, they don't want to lose this game heading into the playoffs, but it has no implication to them. Do the Rangers rest somebody? Do any of these teams rest somebody? Does Tampa, does Boston, does Toronto? You know, we'll find out. But I think in game 82, you don't. I think in game 82, in such a tight and difficult Eastern Conference, I think you want to have everybody firing on all cylinders if you can. Probably the time to rest guys was last week. But we may see guys rested. So that's a look at what's interesting tonight in the Eastern Conference. Let's take a quick break. We'll come right back and we're going to talk about the West on the other side here on Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. Be right back. You know, here at Talking Puck, we generate a lot of media on different platforms. Open Media's 4K download suite makes my life a lot easier, and it can help you too. Whether you need to download audio clips, convert streams to audio, which we do a lot of here, creating slideshows, or even need help with your social media accounts like Instagram and TikTok, there's something for everyone, from casual user to pro. Use our special link, bit.ly/4kpuck. That's bit.ly/4kpuck to receive a special discount of 25% off your purchase. That's bit.ly/4kpuck. Talking Puck is now on Signal to Noise Radio every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Signal to Noise is one of the fastest growing internet radio stations, and now they have merch. Help spread the word about Signal to Noise Radio with t-shirts, stickers, keychains, and more. Shipping is direct and free. $25 gets you a t-shirt, while keychains and swag packs start at just $7. Order today at stnradio.com/merch. And thanks for your support. Now, back to the show. Welcome back. Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. Tom Callahan here with you. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. Also, if you like what you hear, please follow and subscribe to the podcast. Wherever you may be getting your podcast, just go ahead and subscribe and we'll be there for you. The other thing I wanted to bring up is we are broadcasting live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That's on Twitch, on YouTube, and on Facebook Live. So please feel free to join us there as well. So, you know, kind of what's interesting is at the very beginning of this podcast, I kind of couched it a little bit as what ifs. And certainly there's what ifs. We talked about in the East a little bit ago. Who's going to win? Who's going to lose? But man, is the ultimate what if Vegas this year? I have a complete, just probably an entire podcast worth of breakdown, if not more, on what I think is wrong with Vegas. And it's coming. But I'm not in a huge hurry to put that out because there'll be plenty of time to do a post-mortem on the Golden Knights. That doesn't have to happen right now. But we do look at it and think, man, what if? And how many times have we bounced back and forth this year and say, could we have five from the Central? Could we have five from the Pacific? Remember, there was a time we thought we were going to have five from the Pacific. Remember when the Ducks were good? They fell all the way to second last, just in front of Seattle. Well, not just in front. 18 points is not just in front of Seattle. But Seattle was predictably bad, and it was everybody else trying to kind of stay relevant. Vegas, coming down the stretch, had its destiny in its hands. Couldn't do it. That'll be one of the biggest what-ifs. But, so let's take a look at what's going on. Edmonton and Los Angeles are where they are. That's not going to change in the Pacific Division. 102 for Edmonton. They have one game left. LA's done. 99. Boom. In the Western, we have Minnesota 111, St. Louis 109. Aha! And a row of 47. Aha, aha. Also, in the Central, you have Nashville 97, Dallas 96. So, when you go to break that down, so everything we're going to aha here is going to be in the Central Division. And again, just disappointing that Vegas is not there when it comes to how things played out. But the end of the day, I mean, what are you going to do? That's just how it broke down. So, Nashville and Dallas are your wild card teams. Although Nashville, oh, I feel for Nashville. I feel for Nashville losing UC Soros. I've seen reports, of course, day to day, week to week. I've seen one unsubstantiated report up to 4 to 6 weeks for Soros. But of course, everybody's notoriously tight-lipped. And believe me, I've been in that Preds organization. They're not saying a thing. They will not say a thing. Guy could be missing a leg, and they'll be like, well, maybe he'll be back for the playoffs. We'll see. But that's hockey. We've come to be used to that. Frustrating, though, it may be, especially for fans who want to know what's going on. You don't. So, all right, back to the relevant picture tonight. So we already know Minnesota-St. Louis is our first-round matchup, but you know what's important about this is home ice. And if St. Louis ties Minnesota and wins in regulation or overtime, and Minnesota just loses, doesn't get a point. So if Minnesota gets 1 point, that's that home ice for that series. However, St. Louis has what I would consider a favorable matchup against the Vegas Golden Knights. Vegas has been terrible down the stretch. They've been floundering. They have not looked good. They lost games that they shouldn't have lost. Now they pushed them past regulation, but that's a team that is not in good shape. Internally, externally, on paper, they have problems. So I'm going to chalk this one up and say Blues probably win. Well, what's the other game, Tom? How about Minnesota taking on Colorado? Now, will Colorado rest anyone? Will Colorado, who, by the way, have not played great hockey down the stretch, 5-4-1, they've kind of taken their foot off the gas a little. Yes, they've earned a right to do that. They built up a crazy lead, but the Wild have won eight of its last 10. Minnesota's playing real good hockey. They could beat Colorado tonight, but Colorado's a tough out. So it is entirely possible St. Louis finishes second in the Central and ends up with home ice. Now, Nashville and Dallas, can there be any room for movement here? Both teams have 81 games played. Both teams will be in action tonight. Who's playing who? Stars draw the Ducks. Remember how we talked about earlier, Anaheim was good? They're not anymore. Anaheim has regressed. That's a great matchup for the Stars. That looks real good for them. And the Predators, as I mentioned, without UC Soros, I don't know how deflating that is for that team, but I know it's tough. That's a difficult spot to be in when you lose your goaltender who really you feel like your success has risen and fallen on this year. However, good news, Predators fans, you have the Arizona Coyotes tonight. So that's a good matchup. Although, Arizona, I'm going to say they haven't looked bad. They are the worst team in the West. But they haven't looked bad against certain teams. I don't know what Arizona's going to have left in the tank. My guess is, because I've been on both sides of this coin, mentally the Coyotes are checked out. I don't see them winning this game. And so if Nashville just secures a point, that's fine because they'll have the row. They will tie in the row, they would tie in the row, so it would go actually to further tiebreakers. But Nashville should beat Arizona. They should be able to get the 2 points. Now, again, these are the what-ifs, right? So if Dallas wins against the Ducks, and has to do so in regulation or overtime, shootout does not help them here. If Dallas goes to a shootout and wins, Nashville gets 1 point, it's over. So Nashville has 41 row, Dallas has 40. I think things are going to stay as they are when it comes to the entire Western seeding. I feel like Minnesota, well, man, that's a tough one to say, isn't it now? Because St. Louis would have the row if they both end up at 111. And again, St. Louis playing the Golden Knights. All right, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say that St. Louis ends up in second, has home ice for that series against Minnesota. That's a tough one. All Minnesota needs is 1 point, though. So those are your what-ifs for tonight on a Friday. And we're just about getting ready to drop the puck, so I better get this sucker out and posted so you can listen to it. And then we have Saturday all day to scratch our heads, look at the playoff implications. And then on Sunday night, Mike and I will be here with Talking Puck TV. We stream live at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We are on Facebook Live. We are on Twitch TV. And we're also on YouTube. Just search for Talking Puck TV. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you again soon. Once again, this has been the Talking Puck Podcast.